In Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16, the word is, let the word of Christ dwell in you, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, of course, that verse was so prominent in the minds of those who created our next to the most recent Baptist hymnal that they used it as a sort of masthead in creating that hymnal. The idea being, I think, that there come times in all of our lives when singing does a great deal for us. And I suspect now that fainting season of wrapping up a semester and an entire year is upon us, that singing might do as much for us right about now as ever again this entire year. So I have two things to share with you. First, the announcement about our spring concert this evening, when the seminary mixed choir, the seminary men's choir, and the seminary chapel ensemble at 8 o'clock in this very room in Binkley Chapel will sing the great church music of 300 years. So we hope you'll be here and enjoy that portion of our singing. There's another kind of song that's being sung, and it's a sad song, and it's sung out of the hearts of persons who have no other music to make at the moment. I want to share with you three pages of a letter I received just this weekend from a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Samuel James. Sam James was a student at our school during the time he worked on his Bachelor of Divinity degree, and then subsequent to that, on his Doctor of Ministries degree. Dr. Sam James went to Saigon, to Vietnam, some years ago to establish the first seminary by Southern Baptists in Indochina. He's been the establisher, the president of the Vietnam Baptist Theological Seminary for almost a decade. Sam and Rachel and their family, as missionaries, have encompassed the entire awesome 12-year period of the war in Indochina as we have known that war. Sam writes the following letter that I felt just had to be shared with the family. As one who spent most of my academic life at Southeastern and still feel very close ties there, I want to drop a note of information and appeal to all of you. I appeal to all our students for special prayer. The lightning-fast events of recent days in Vietnam have been unbelievable. On April the 4th, it became apparent that our families must leave Vietnam. The following hours grew progressively worse and fraught with danger. On April 12, the last of our missionaries departed Saigon. Now, nearly all Protestant missionaries are out of the country. Saigon was swelled beyond capacity with refugees and soldiers. Their frustration and defeat seemed directed toward Americans. Fear and panic were increasingly evident every place. Saigon was like a powder keg with a fuse lit. Our family left with deep regret and disappointment. Our Christians, so young and still immature in the faith, rose to the moment with a radiant faith reflecting, as it were, years of Christian growth. Prior to our departure, an eyewitness report brought the sad news that the leading Protestant pastor and Catholic priest in Da Nang had been tried and executed on the spot by the communists. On that same day, 250 civil servants, among them several fine Christian laymen, were executed in Da Lat. My assistant at the seminary, himself a vine pastor, at first wavered, expressing a desire to escape with us. Then the day prior to my departure, he shared with me that after much prayer, he had been reminded that God had made him to be a shepherd of God's sheep. He could not possibly run away as a hireling. He would stay with them because they were his people, the sheep God had given especially to him. I can never forget the radiance of his smile as he encouraged me, a foreigner, to go and trust the sheep to the shepherds under God's care. The communists have vowed to execute 2 million people upon their takeover of Saigon and hire on the priority of enemies to be slain or Christian leaders. The church in Vietnam is so young. Suddenly they have come of age. All that we could do for them and with them has now been done. We would appreciate our seminary family holding them up and us in special prayer, particularly during these days of deep crisis. As for our family, we're temporarily in Taiwan awaiting God's leadership. There's a large part of me that longs for some still waters, green grass, and blue Carolina skies, and some fresh air to breathe. 13 years of wonderful service, filled with blessings and yet constantly fraught with crisis and danger, make it difficult to think of starting again with a new language and a new people. Genesis 12 has been so much on my mind as I've thought of how Abraham's investment of life was in the Lord himself rather than in a particular place or a particular people. I would like very much to bring these years of experience and my own love and commitment to missions to some greater usefulness out there in the future. Dr. Lally, again, we covet the prayers of our seminary family, especially for the Vietnamese Christians. I always live in an awareness of the contribution to my own life that Southeastern and our fine faculty there have made to me. Our regards to the family. In Christ Jesus, Samuel James. I say that's a song because it is a kind of prayer song, and it's a chant in a strange sort of way, to me at least, born right out of the heart, anvil of awesome experience. So let's do what Sam James asked us to do. Let's pause, and you away, join me as we pray. Almighty God, our Father, place and people do make a difference, to be sure. Our being at this place instead of the place Sam James is today is different indeed. And our being amongst these people instead of amongst the people with whom he is cast today does make a difference. And yet our hearts tell us that all places are in thy keeping and all people under the impress of thy universal lordship. So today our minds girdle this globe and our thoughts leap oceans and mountains, and go all the way to Taiwan, where the Jameses and others like them are stationed, waiting, wondering. The frustration of some half-remembered thing, and a job begun and yet unfinished, and of time on their hands and just waiting. Oh God, come alongside them and help them to know of our thoughts and our prayers and our partnership in their task nonetheless today than we have been partners for all the years they've been there. And then our minds leap across open seas to that embattled, embroiled little piece of real estate that people believe they can own by taking it and staking flags on it and writing deeds in the county courthouses. But Lord, thou dost own that land. It is thine before it is ours or any person who now claims to be its conqueror. And Father, wouldst thou in thine own way intrude into the lives of those who know thee and through them into the lives of those who know thee not. Bring peace, not the peace of hostility ceasing and then seething down deep inside, but the peace of persons who found wholeness and aliveness in this world. Peace of those who find a way to cooperate with thee and the laws for life building in a moral universe. Bring that kind of peace to the embattled people in Vietnam and all of Indochina and the world. Because we, at this time and this place, offer our prayers for those there in Christ Jesus. Amen. Music means a great deal to Julie Joyner and to Dave Wilson, and that's why I asked them to come today and share with us a kind of prelude to the spring concert this evening. Julie Joyner is a young lady that I had the privilege of seeing grow up from just that high as her pastor in Winston-Salem. She's now an 11th grader in RJR High School in Winston-Salem. David Wilson is from McLean, Virginia. He's a freshman this year at Wake Forest, a science major. And Julie has come today to sort of put together some songs that I like very much for you to hear her sing. God's given her quite a voice, and I wanted you to share some very happy moments with a very happy young lady. Julie Joyner And David Wilson will now lead us as we continue our worship.
To manufacture some feeling, you can try to make it all so appealing, but when you find your heart is cold, you can't warm it by trying. So if you're gonna get it on with love, then it's gonna have to come from God above. Deep inside, you know you'll never be able to change all your crying. So if you find your love is turned to rust, and you realize your love is only lust, then look up to heaven now and put your trust in the source of love.
Good morning. David is going to play the rest of the program for me. I'm not good enough to play the whole thing for myself. I just do some things like that. Okay.
Over my head, there's trouble in the air. Trouble in the air. There must be a God somewhere. Over my head, there's music in the air. Over my head, there's music in the air. Over my head, there's music in the air. There must be a God somewhere. There's glory all around. Over my
There's glory all around. Over my head, there's glory all around. There's glory. I know. Had a choral teacher, and she would help me sometimes when I'd do solos in school and everything. This was way back in the seventh grade. But after one of the first things I ever did, I decided that I would introduce my song before I did it. And so I told a little bit about the song and who wrote it and what it was like and all this, and went on talking for about 15 minutes before I finally decided to sing the song. So after the performance, my teacher said, Julie, you did a really good job. She said, but one thing I want you to always remember, don't ever talk before you sing. Just go in there and don't let them get an impression of you before you open your mouth. So this morning I found out exactly what she means, not because it's so, not because you're not supposed to talk before you sing, but just because it's so hard to find anything to say about a lot of the songs that I'm singing. They already say what they're supposed to, and I don't think I need to go before them and tell you everything about them. If you want to know who wrote it afterwards, come up here and I'll tell you. But so far, I'll just tell you that I'm going to sing them and that they mean something special to me, and I hope that they do to you too. A couple of them are especially special, and I'm going to tell you what they mean to me, but until then, I'm just going to jump right in on them and not give you an introduction. Would you cherish loving arms if you'd never shed a tear? Would you welcome going home if you'd never been away? Would you treasure guiding hands if you'd never lost your way? I don't think so. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Would you value having hope if you'd never known despair? Would you treasure being safe if you'd never lost your way? Would you cherish gentle words if you'd never been afraid? I don't think so. I don't think so. I really don't think so. If we knew the love that the Lord has shown to man, if we really tried to do what the Lord has planned for us, then we'd love each other more. We would find new happiness. Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so. I really do think so. The world I once knew was empty and cold, but somehow I thought it was real. even through all the times when I tried to be bold, I could never reach my ideal. For something within me continued to say that my selfish trip was depraved. So I fell on my knees and I heard myself pray, Lord, what must I do to be saved? All the world that I know is so different now, since Jesus made me his own. For he gives me his power, he makes my life pure. I no longer feel all alone. But the best thing of all is in sharing his love with others who should know him too. And if Jesus can do what he's done for me, can do the same thing for you. In a world where cities crowd the land and each man wants a home, where people long for signs of hope and joy for some is gone, show me what I must do, show me where I must go, where I must go. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I bring to you today. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I gladly as you have given me. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I bring them now to thee. In a world that strives for lasting peace and freedom for all men, where young men seek to know the truth and old men need a friend, show me what I must do, show me where I must go, where I must go. I bring to you today. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I gladly give away, giving of self and giving of love as you have given me. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I bring them now to thee. In a world where people fear
Show me what I must do. Show me where I must go. Where I must go. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I bring to you today. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I gladly give away. Giving of self and giving of love as you have given me. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I bring them now to thee. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I bring to you today. All of my tomorrows, Lord, I gladly give away. Lord, I give my life away. Your friends may all desert you, and peace may disappear. Your joy may turn to sorrow, and courage turn to fear, turn to fear. But there's one thing in life that's certain, there's one thing in life that's sure. Someone here loves you and knows what you can be. Someone here cares for you, and that someone is me. That someone is me. Your days may have no sunshine, and clouds may hide the moon. Your hills may have no flowers, and spring may pass too soon, pass too soon. But there's one thing in life that's certain, there's one thing in life that's sure. Someone here loves you and knows what you can be. Someone here cares for you, and that someone is me. That someone is me. Your life will have new meaning. God's light can help you see. When you accept the Savior, God's love can set you free, set you free. For there's one thing in life that's certain, there's one thing in life that's sure. Someone here and knows what you can be. Someone here cares for you, and that someone is me. That someone is me.
Hmm. The next song I'm going to do, I kind of hesitate to do because I've never done it for a bunch of people before. I usually do it in the shower. So y'all are going to find out what it's like. Well, I don't have a piano in my shower, so I'm not going to use a piano here. I'm just going to sing it. This is one of those songs that when I'm just got out of a chemistry test and it didn't look too good, that I go to my locker and I put my head in it and I sing, you know, and people walking around can hear Julie singing this song because it touches me inside. It makes me feel like I like to feel. And that's why I sing it all the time. And that's why I'm going to sing it for you right now.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will praise his name forever. I'll shout it till eternity rolls, because he touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me.
The next song I'm going to do, I'm going to give you an introduction for it, because the main reason I want to do this song is for that man sitting right there, because he likes this song a lot, and I do too. It's called The New 23rd. You hear that sound? Ring a bell? Yeah? And that's why I'm doing it. It's one of my favorites too, and Dr. Lolly likes it too. Okay.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in meadows green and leads me by the quiet stream. He keeps on giving life to me and helps me to do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will never be afraid, for he is close beside me, guiding all the way. He spreads a feast before me in the presence of my enemies. He welcomes me as a special guest, now with blessing overflowing. His goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with him
I think I've kept y'all over time, haven't I? A little bit. Anyway, this is the last thing. And this is like, well, this is just goodbye. This is my goodbye song. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind blow at your back. May the sun shine warmly on your face. May the rain fall softly on your field. And until we meet again, until we meet again, may God.